Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I once knew a man who owned several luxurious cars, a boat he only used one time, a home on the lake, and a spectacular mansion. The most beautiful part about this man was that he was never attached to his belongings. He had a very demanding job, and the only way he could use and enjoy his things was by sharing them with others. He received pleasure from inviting his friends, family, and others to use and enjoy his belongings. He always shared everything he had without hesitation or reservation. One of the toughest lessons in my life was learning about my real treasures and where did they lie. My attachments and property had reached a new level in my subconscious, and it was time to get in touch with my spirit. I was so wrapped up in protecting and caring for my belongings that I had become possessed by my possessions. In 1989, I went on a trip with a friend to Cancun. We left for the airport for my friend's house, and she had forgotten to take her keys. The house was full of contractors doing renovations, so taking the keys weren't on her mind. When we returned from our trip that following Sunday, we realized we were locked out of the house. We unloaded the luggage from the cab and left it on the back porch. We had car keys, so we went to dinner and called the foreman on the job, but we were unable to reach him. So we stayed at my house that night and returned late the next morning, only to find our luggage missing. Since this was a trip to an exotic place, naturally I had taken my cutest clothes, my cutest swimsuits, jewelry, and shoes. All I could think about was my beautiful handmade hair clip I bought in Scottsdale, Arizona, at the fantabulous Borgata. The Gucci luggage that contained my Lancôme makeup products and my Gucci makeup kit, and all the souvenirs I bought for my daughter, along with my camera and all the cool pictures, were gone. It was all gone. Everything was gone. I was so angry that I started accusing the workers in the house. I made everyone responsible for my missing luggage without giving one thought to my friend's luggage. For 3 agonizing months, I blamed everyone in and around the vicinity. Suddenly, everyone was a thief, and I trusted no one. I was so angry. One of my favorite questions is why. All my life, I've longed to figure out why. I kept asking myself, why would this happen to me? After all, I cherished these things and treated them with care. I valued these things more than anything, and they were my prized possessions. I was a good person and didn't deserve it. Why would this happen to me? My daughter Carmen, who was 8 at the time, knew how this upset me, because I had taught her how to care for and cherish her things. Then one day she and I were eating dinner and still talking about the missing luggage when she sweetly said to me, "Mom, I know you took really good care of your things. They were like treasure to you." Slowly and humbly, I looked up from my food across the table and said, "What did you say?" She repeated, "They were treasure to you." I looked at her in amazement that her 8-year-old brain held so much wisdom. A celebration of pizza, skee-ball, and a movie was definitely in order. It was time to start clearing the past and stand in what I truly believed. My heart's desire was to embrace my true treasure, and that was God. I'd always believed God was the most important thing in my life, and if you wrote it down on a list, that would of course be the first thing I'd write at the top of my list, God. And it was time to start living what I believed. Anything that was not directly serving me was given a new home. I knew I didn't have to give up anything for God to love me. After all, he knows everything about me and loves me anyway. How great is that? But I was entirely mindful that I was more connected to my stuff than I was to God. I believe in what I call the use and enjoy principle. In other words, if you're going to have stuff, then use and enjoy it. And above all, be grateful. My belongings had surpassed my ability to use and enjoy them, and I had forgotten to be grateful. I had more than enough stuff to keep for myself and share with others. I found I could still enjoy my possessions, but in a more enlightened way, if I would just detach and share. Folks, Jesus never said if you have nice things, you're going to go to hell. What he did say was, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada, go hayon. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.